Phone. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Boy, your name is just all over the place. With you start throwing taxes out there and increase, and it kind of snowballs into misinformation, doesn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Well, and we really didn't. It was an unexpected break mm-hmm. in the news. Mm-hmm. I haven't even made the formal pitch from the Ways and Means Committee to the full council. Mm-hmm. I'm doing that on Monday. It's just that, a story broke, and the minute that happened, everyone else is all over it. Yeah. So I'm just here to correct anybody's misinformation, answer any questions you have.
All right. Before we do that, tell us a little bit about South Lansing. This is your baby, isn't it?
That's my fifth child. I'm the director of South Lansing Community Development Association, and my gift that I brought you today is mm-hmm. our newsletter, because there's a ton of stuff going on down here, and your mm-hmm. studio's down here, and mm-hmm. if you ever want to get involved or talk about what's going on, we can do that another day.
We are, there, because there's lots going on.
There is.
Yeah. Why do you do this? There's not a ton of money in it, and as we were talking about...
you wouldn't know that to people. You think we make a... Yeah.
And as we were talking about, you had your 9-year-old daughter helping you get some tax numbers together.
Yeah, this was my quality weekend. She was reading BSNA data off the tax base. We were doing multiplication, division, percentages.
So instead of painting nails, you're crunching the numbers. Well, let's talk about the story that did break. And from what our conversation entailed yesterday, there's misinformation out there, whether it was on TV or in the paper, and we want to just clear it out. So I'm sure. going to ask the question and let you take it from there. Okay.
Okay.
How long have you been talking about another avenue, another way to get some revenue into the city?
Last year's budget, and this year would be my sixth city budget that I've dealt with. And every year I've dealt with trying to fill a deficit, but we've always had wiggle room to do that. We've always had something we could regionalize, consolidate something. And we realized last year that it was so tight at the end of the budget year that we were going to have to start very early, have those discussions about if you don't have another place to cut expenses, where do you generate revenue? And so when I was chair of the IGR, which is Intergovernmental Relations Committee, I started looking at other communities around the state, similar size to us, others, bigger and small, looking at what they did. Did they consolidate? Did they have trash pickup in-house, or did they contract it out? What were they doing to save money? And what I found is that we are so far ahead of the game because we've already done a lot of the stuff that they're looking at doing now, that there's not a lot of leeway for us to look at except generating revenue within our own system. And sadly, it's projected to be worse than we thought. The numbers we heard at the beginning were a $15 million deficit. Now, we're talking about a general fund budget that's only 103. So it's already a big chunk. And with the state considering revoking the personal property tax, that's another $3 to $4 million for us. And then revenue sharing could drop again, depending on what the governor considers best practices. And he's going to tie those to the city. So it could be up to $23 million.
Okay. When we talk about $15 to $23 million in a shortfall, you automatically think, well, what have they been doing down there?
All
but
right.
We know that you've cut. What's the major factor that has led to this shortfall?
It's a decrease in revenue sharing and then also the property values. When you have the amount of foreclosures that we do, we're not collecting taxes on them. When you have the property values coming down in the market, that drops your taxable value, which also drops your taxes. So it's a combination of things, but it's a cyclical thing that happens in the economy. It just happens to be happening right now after we've taken care of all of most of, I'm not going to say all, I'm sure that there's some creative ideas out there that we can still get to cut our expenses, but we really have shaved as much as we can without affecting vital services. And I think that's the key right now. We have managed to, like I said earlier, regionalize and consolidate. We've cut our workforce. We've cut our work week. We've got a furlough day on these Fridays. And we've done it in such a way that the public has not really felt the hit like they could have. I mean, it's largely been hidden from them with regard to their services. This is the first year where the deficit is going to mean layoffs, where the deficit is going to mean we could close one to some fire stations. It's going to affect road patrol. These are things people hold dear.
So you want to propose a special election to give residents a choice at how you deal with the budget, and you want it to make it clear that the four mills you're talking about in most instances is not a tax increase.
Right. That's the big thing. A millage increase does not, in this economy, necessarily equate to a tax increase. And I'm not going to get into the details. I feel like I've gotten a PhD in municipal finance after having studied this. But because of Proposal A back in 94, your taxable rate is not your assessed rate. It can be, but often it's not, because that was always capped at cost of living, a consumer price index. It only raises a certain amount every year. So if the home values in your area inflated for whatever reason, you never had to pay taxes on the full half assessed value. So now they're equalizing. They're coming back together and they're coming down. And I hope that doesn't bore the heck out of your residents. But mm-hmm. it is a question that people ask me all the time. Now, with that taxable coming down, the depreciation is 10.27% for residential in the area. So even next year, even with the four mills, most people are going to save 2 to 3% on their taxes over what they paid in 2010. And the percentages for that, if you'd care to know, it's 67% of residential, 77% of commercial, and 85% of industrial. So businesses are also not going to feel the hit the same way. And I think that's important. They're going to all see their taxes go down even with this millage increase.
All right. So the four mills, where are you at now, and what do you have to do before it gets on a ballot?
Well, we're in a very unique situation, because to get this on the ballot in May, we have to vote on it as a council by the 21st, and we won't see the mayor's budget until March. So
can that be done?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. I mean, the thing is, we know it's going to hurt. I don't need to see where he made the cuts to know that the cuts are going to hurt. Mm-hmm. We're going to get some details on it on Monday. I'll be presenting that on Monday. But, it's going to, I'm talking closing stuff. And so I would like to give residents the option if they are unhappy with the way that looks. And I don't know if you heard yesterday, but, Callie made that comment over in Holland mm-hmm. about the tax cuts in Lansing are mm-hmm. going to look like an atomic bomb. Mm-hmm. Okay, it's a bad choice of words, but not incorrect. And, I wanted to allow residents the option, if they so choose, to make a decision, an informed decision, and let us know. And the other unique thing about this is they're going to vote on May 3rd. We don't actually approve the budget until May 16th. So we'll have 2 weeks to work with what they give us. And I'll understand if they say no, then we're going to deal with an all-cuts budget. If they say yes, we're going to modify. But it will be their choice.
You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. We're talking with Kathy Dunbar, the vice president of the Lansing City Council. Now, the four mil, how much would that mean in extra taxes per year for a resident?
Well, I'll tell you this. Most people calculate on a $100,000 house because it's mm-hmm. easy to do the math. Mm-hmm. So the half of that, which is 50, which is your SEV, if you were taxed on that, it would be $200. Now, for most people, they're still going to save about 20 bucks. It's because that's the difference between how your taxes would have gone down. But it's about $200 for a $100,000 house. The average taxable value of homes in Lansing right now is $35,500. So that the average is $143. So I'll give you both of those numbers.
Okay. So this money, the monies raised would be how much, the estimate?
We estimate that we would put about $8,500,000 back in the general fund. And I think that's another important thing to say. We're dealing with a $15 million budget deficit. So
Or more.
15 at this point. So even then, you're just getting back over half. So we're cutting no matter what. This is just to help the public decide how severe.
Why only four mills then? Why not eight?
Well, because four mills was I did the math on it. The majority of residents and business owners would still see a reduction. Mm-hmm. It's a lot easier to tell people we're going to raise your millage if they're still seeing a savings.
Okay, so we have the $8.5 million. How much is in the rainy day fund?
About six.
Okay. So as you said, we're still going to be in the red.
We're still going to be in the red. And you can't really take it out of the rainy day fund anymore. You know, the rainy day is for emergencies. So we don't budget with that at the beginning of the year. It's for if you find that you're short, and we've had to, because we could never have predicted the residential and commercial vacancies and the property values going and the revenue sharing that we've lost. That's what it's for at the end of the year to balance your budget.
So before we let you go, and we could keep you here for a couple of hours.
I'm sure I would bore the heck out of you.
Before we let you go, citizens are going to have an opportunity to come out and talk with you folks.
Yes. Correct? Yes. Actually, the interesting part about this for people, I've been doing these formulations, my little Excel spreadsheet with my daughter, and there is a formula that we're going to use, and we are going to tap into the database, and we're going to put a widget on the city website, we could put it on your website here at the station, where people can plug in their address, and they will be able to know after March 1st what their taxes were last year, what they would be this year without the mill increase, what they will be with the mill increase, and what the difference will be, so they can actually look at how this is going to affect them personally, you know, in their own home or their resident.
And that will be up sometime in March?
March 1st.
Okay. Well, sounds good. We will talk with you again, and the next Lansing City Council meeting on Monday is going to be interesting.
It will be. The presentation for this is going to be at 6 o'clock. It's a special committee of the whole meeting, and then we'll have a week to deliberate, and we actually vote on it on the 21st.
Thank you for coming in.
You're welcome. Okay.